This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The execution of a man condemned for stabbing a Kansas City girl to death is on hold. This morning, the Missouri Supreme Court issued a briefing schedule that will go through January regarding the execution of Roderick Nunley. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says his office pledges to continue to work through the courts until it reaches what he considers justice for Ann Harrison and her family. Members of the Callaway County Transit Authority are hoping a renovated railway will bring more business to Fulton. The Callaway County Commission created the Transit Authority to explore funding opportunities for the short line rail between Mexico and Fulton. The 27-mile railroad has been out of service for most of the last decade. Bruce Hackman is one of five members of the authority's board of directors. He hopes restoring the rail will also help Callaway County businesses.
When rail is returned to service, we see the businesses looking at how they can maybe use rail and finding ways to deliver or receive goods or services that they provide. So those things will all pick up as rail becomes a real option for businesses.
Hackman estimates that it will cost between $3 and $5 million to restore the line and its bridges. Authority members are hoping to fund the project with federal and state grant money. They do not expect to increase taxes in Callaway County. A Missouri Highway Patrol sergeant killed in a helicopter crash near St. Louis has been laid to rest. A funeral mass for 47-year-old Joe Shingle was scheduled this morning at the Basilica in St. Louis, followed by internment at the St. Louis Resurrection Cemetery. The man died when the helicopter he was piloting crashed into a Clarkson Valley subdivision last week. He was alone in the helicopter when it crashed. The federal investigation of the crash is expected to take months, with preliminary findings expected to be released as early as next week. Missouri Supreme Court Judge Michael Wolff plans to step down next year to return to teaching law. In a statement released by the court today, Wolff said he is going to resume teaching at St. Louis University School of Law in the fall. The statement does not specify when Wolff plans to leave the Supreme Court, but court officials say it is likely to be next summer. The 65-year-old judge was named to the court in 1998 by Governor Mel Carnahan. Wolff also ran for attorney general in 1992 and 1998. He taught law at St. Louis University for 23 years. A federal agency is offering a reward for two arsons that occurred in Fulton last year. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have put up $10,000 in hopes of solving the fires that occurred on the same day last December. Fulton Public School District spokesperson Kathy Wright says the school has since taken precautions against possible future arson attacks. But she says students handled the incident well.
Well, when anything like that happens, it is concerning. They all did proceed as normal and were very mature in handling the situation. And I don't think there was no sense of panic or anything like that.
After almost a year of investigation, Wright says that she thinks the reward will certainly act as a strong incentive for anyone with information to come forward. While Fulton High School received minor fire damage, Sutherland's Lumber Center was severely damaged. A jury has been selected in the trial of an Uzbekistan national accused of running the largest human trafficking ring ever prosecuted in Kansas City. But U.S. District Judge Autry Smith immediately dismissed jurors for the day and then announced a plea bargain was in the works. Prosecutors say 31-year-old Abror Oskar Hodeyev and 11 others lured hundreds of foreigners to Kansas City for jobs, but instead turned them into slaves. The 45-count indictment also charges Oskar Hodeyev and co-conspirators under the Racketeer Influenced and Corruption Act. Eight defendants have pled guilty, while two fled the country and have not been brought back to stand trial. Another man accused in the indictment, Kristen Doherty, is being tried alongside Oskar Hodeyev. Three casino developers spent today trying to convince the Missouri Gaming Commission that they should be given the state's only available casino license. Three sites under consideration are located in North St. Louis, Cape Girardeau, and Sugar Creek near Kansas City. Each proponent told commissioners that their projects would be well-financed, which is the main concern voiced by Chairman James Mathewson. He says it's possible that no one will get the license.
And I want to make darn sure, if we're going to issue that 13th license, the financial situation is clear in all five commissioners' minds before they vote.
North County Development LLC was also supposed to make a presentation today for faculty in St. Louis County, but told the commissioner in a letter that they need more time to prepare. Mathewson says they will not be given more time. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.